This is Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right. Here we are at Neptune High School in Neptune, New Jersey. I'm super excited to speak with some of the students part of the GSA. Mostly, one thing I would like to know, though, and how do you guys identify? I'll just go in a circle, okay? You can just tell me how you identify.
Okay. I mean, I guess I don't go by any labels. I just like anybody.
All right. I like that. Straight into the point. This is going to be a good conversation. And then what's that? Just move a little closer. That's all.
I consider myself bi.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, same as Alyssa. I don't really have any label yet, but
no labels. Yes, labels are stupid. Just kidding.
I'm gay.
Great.
I guess that's a label, but
What class? Oh, how do you identify? Sorry.
Okay.
Gay. Cool. And I also identify as gay. cool. What grade levels are you guys all in?
Nine.
I'm a senior.
Oh, senior. Yeah. Well, so because now there's a GSA and there's a safe place for everybody to go to if they choose to go to the GSA specifically. What has it been like? What's that experience like been like for you?
I mean, good.
Yeah. Is it, how many people are in the GSA? How many would you say?
It fluctuates.
Oh, it fluctuates.
Yeah.
So this is literally the first year, like this semester is the first semester.
This is like a little baby right now.
That's cool. So I mean, that's nice to have that because then you guys can kind of develop it. I mean, I know you're a senior and this is your last year, but what does it mean to you to even have this in your last year?
Have a GSA? I don't know. I guess it's kind of cool because I know when I was a freshman, there was nothing like this, nowhere for me to go. I mean, there was teachers that accepted us, and like I talked to some teachers that were like in the community. But that was about it. Here, I can reach out to not only the teachers, but to like younger students. So that's cool.
What did you use before to go to do and hang out? Like, and then I know you can go to Asbury Park and stuff like that. But let me just explain. People that don't know, New Jersey specifically is kind of a forward-thinking state for the most part. Asbury Park is a gay town. Let's just put it that way. So we have our big gay pride. That's really awesome. It's actually one of my favorite prides I go to, even over New York City. New York City just has too many people. And which is great and lovely. It's going to be even bigger this year because it's World Pride. So it's going to be like triple the size. Tell me if like what did you do before?
Nothing really. Like, I don't know. I just kind of had friends. They weren't all gay. They weren't all straight. So I'm a member of the field hockey team, the lacrosse team, and the track team.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of have friends all over there.
Cool.
So
all right. And do you hang out in Asbury Park? Because there's some groups you can hang out on.
No, not really.
Not really?
But you've been reaching out, too.
Yeah. I mean,
you can
my mom wanted me to join, like, a support group when I first came out because she was, like, worried about me. But I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I have my support group, excuse me, at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's it been like for you to have this just developing in your school? And you're a freshman, so that's cool.
Yeah. When I first heard about the clubs that they were offering here, I would have never really thought they would have had something like GSA, because things such as, like, the LGBT community was never really discussed in the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So to have, like, a whole club made for it in the high school, I thought was really cool. I don't know. I've never really gone to anything like this, but to be able to experience this in high school, I feel really fortunate for being able to experience it because I know a lot of other schools would not have clubs like this.
Yeah, sure. Sure, yeah. It kind of is, I mean, if the further you go out in the middle of nowhere, the sticks, I guess, whatever, and like middle America, it's really hard to find specific groups like this for you to go to, obviously, and be able to identify however you want to identify, and honestly, like, just talk about whatever you want to talk about with no judgment. What about you?
I found that it was like,
let's move a little closer.
Sorry. I found that it was like, it allowed me to have like more connections with people who were like me, because I thought like, oh, there's not that many people, but like in the books, I thought it was like, it's not the same, because in the books, they always talk about how they have GSAs and how they're also struggling. So I found it cool that I didn't have to go to read things about this, that I could just go to like certain people and I could see how they also relate towards the same issues that I'm going through, whether it be like coming out or dealing with homophobic parents.
Can we talk about that? Is it okay? Do you have homophobic parents? Or do you have parents that aren't accepting?
Yeah.
Yeah? What has that conversation been like? Now you have two ways to do it, because now you have a space to come to and actually talk about that, mm-hmm. because you feel like you can't talk about it at home.
Yeah.
So what's that balance been like? Because, you know, that's a balance that you have to really, like, figure out. You're only a freshman. Yeah. So what's it been like?
It's been hard, because there's been some times where, like, you're just really conflicted, because they'll tell you that they love you, but then they'll turn their back, and then they'll be like, oh, if you're gay, then you can't be that, because it goes against the religion, and we won't accept you. So,
right. What religion specifically?
Christian, Catholic.
Catholic, yeah. I just find that I know, it's a hard thing to grapple with, because you're like, well, but I'm just being myself, and you love me, so what was your coming out story like? I mean, you said your mom had a... Was it hard or just
no,
like...
No, I was walking up the stairs, and my mom was walking down the stairs, and she's like, Carrie, you're gay, right? And I was like, yep.
All right.
That was it.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have, like, a couple of gay people in my family, so...
Okay.
I still find it hard to talk to them, though. Like...
Sure.
It's still difficult no matter what.
Well, but. I mean, regardless, you're still going to have to figure you out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a part of who you are, right? But, like, life is going to have to be figured out as well.
Yeah.
So, like, talking to who you really want to talk to and feel most comfortable with is important. Not that I don't feel comfortable with them, but because I have gay people in my family as well, and I actually never came out to them. I just
like my parents.
Oh, your parents.
Like, if my parents ask me, like, if I have a girlfriend or something, like I don't want to talk about that.
Right. Why?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just because you're a teenager?
Yeah, probably.
Because that's a teenager thing. Trust me, because I didn't ever want to talk to my mother about that stuff. I just, is what it was. I brought my boyfriend home, and they were nice enough to let him stay over once in a while, and that was it. And there was no reason for them to get into all that. I hear you. It's a teenage thing. How do you approach life? Like, how does it come out for you? Like, what do you, since you have no labels, which is awesome, what has that done for you? Like, what, how do you play that out in life?
Well, I mean, when I sort of came out on accident.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
I meant to send something to my friend, but I posted it on my story instead, and I forgot to delete it, and I was like, oh, it's fine. And then I just got a bunch of messages because I was like, I posted something about being bi because at the time I just identified as bi because I was still trying to, I mean, I still kind of am trying to figure out like what label I could really put on myself, even though I don't really feel the need to.
Uh-huh.
But before I kind of identified as bisexual and I posted something about how, what did I say? Did you see it? I don't think we were friends at the time. I said something about how like, my mom was saying how she finds bisexual and pansexual people, like, disgusting, but little does she know that she's insulting her own daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's what she said. Oh, there she is.
Oh, we got someone walking in right now. I'll have to just catch up. You're good. Hello. We're recording. You can just grab no stool that's right here. Oh, it's right here. And just sit right here so I can put the microphone to your face. Okay. So that's... By accident, you mean what social media platform did you do it on?
Snapchat.
Of course you did. I don't know why I even asked that question. Snapchat. And so, obviously, a lot of people thought that are from here that you're friends with.
Yeah. Well, I actually, before that, I was sort of outed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty close friends with her now. I have a tendency to become really close friends with my crushes after they reject me.
Good luck.
That's a universal.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, good luck.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm best friends with people. I mean, I have really good friends.
Yeah, the first girl that I told that I liked, I told her, and at the time, I guess she didn't really understand that it was something that, you know, you shouldn't really talk about as if it were gossip, but understand rather that it's something personal. And
right.
And she kind of went around telling everyone how I liked her. Yeah, you guys remember that?
So she went around telling everyone that you liked her. Was she okay with that, or was she just being a jerk?
I honestly don't know. I never talked about it with her. We joke about it now.
Uh-huh.
But, like, at the time, I guess she kind of just saw it more so of, like, a regular crush, but just didn't realize that I hadn't come out yet. So when she told people, it came as a shock to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, with, like, right now, I don't really care anymore, but at the time it was kind of frustrating because I didn't come out on my own terms.
Sure, sure, sure. That's not great. Well, also, you put something on Snapchat. So.
I mean, that was later on.
That was later on. Oh, that was later on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. So she sort of did that in the well, she said that you liked her, and that's how it came. That's how you quote unquote came out to other people that you didn't even really know.
Yeah.
Or sort of knew.
Came to. Yeah, I used to like her too.
All right. I mean, you're gonna like a lot of people. Just an FYI, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And you know, you're growing up. Your body's growing. You're just growing up. That's just part of it. Good. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Good luck, because it's just part of what you're gonna develop. Wait till you even get old. I mean, it's just part of it, you know?
Emotions are real, real and weird, and you don't have to defend yourself about it.
No, don't ever, like, it is what it is.
I've become fully aware of that now.
Yeah, of course. Well, also, I will say this, and, like, what I tend to find the easiest people to talk to as an adult, and your age anyways, are kids that are either out and queer or theater kids, which is kind of the same thing. Yeah. So, but that's easiest for me to talk to, which is why I'm, like, going into the GSAs with the queer podcast. And, you know, I'm really – because, like, I know that feeling. I'm like, I liked everybody. Listen, I wanted to date everybody. Obviously, the percentage, the 1-to-10 ratio of gay boys in my school was very slim. So I went to an all-boys school, and that's where I found them. But just kidding. Well, sort of.
What's the CBA?
Not from here. I'm from Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah. Look at you trying to, like, throw all gossip or shit. No, it's from Massachusetts. And I suppose it's the people who you surround yourself with, you know, like, yeah. I surrounded myself with cool people, and, like, they all came. It was, like, when I came out, it was National Coming Out Week. My brother came out, my best friends came out, so it was, like, everybody was just coming out. It was great, which is fine, but I know it's not the case for everybody. Yeah. So we're talking about, how do you identify?
I'm bi.
You're bi. Great. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to. I just want to know. We're just talking about that particular moment for you, if you are completely out or if you're just slowly coming out. What grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
Freshman, look at this freshman. You're like the old person here.
Yeah.
Senior.
Yeah. So what has the experience been like for you living in these sides of this high school wall, the high school walls basically?
It's like okay.
Yeah.
I'm not really scared of like telling people.
Okay.
I mean, I'm like normal with it because like if they have like a problem with it, it's like their problem. You know,
absolutely.
Kind of like, just like I don't tell people. I just like let them figure out themselves.
Sure.
Because it's like weird to just like come out and like start a conversation. I'm like, I'm bi. Like, no.
That would be weird. I mean, hey, I'm bi. Before your name or anything.
Yeah.
Are you out to your parents?
No.
No, that's fine. Anyone in your family?
My sister.
Your sister, of
and
course.
And your cousins.
And cousins. Cool. Cool. So you're not. So I'm just gonna talk about this. So you're not out to your parents, but you're out to your friends and whatever, your cousins and sisters. So do you feel like you're living like two lives?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it
like I have to like change myself whenever I'm around my mom, and like I have to like change topics whenever I'm talking like with my friends. I'm just like, hey, we can't talk about that because my mom doesn't know, and they're just like, oh well, you should tell her. You know, you need to be more honest with her. I'm just like, well, she's really religious.
Right.
Like. She's probably going to be, like, really upset.
Right.
And, like, I just, like, I'm, like, a different person with my mom and, like, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. Because I, like, spoke to her about my mom once. And because, like, my cousin, she's gay. And she was just like, yeah, that's just like, a disgrace in, like, the Christian family. And I'm just like, oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the age-old story, right? Everyone's like, if you're gonna be, well, certain religions, everyone's like, well, you can't be gay, which really, if you, whatever. If you do actually homework in theology, like, go back a lot further, and it actually has nothing to do with that, but the new versions of things obviously have kept people there. I mean, I have people that I have friends that are almost in their 50s, and their parents can still not accept it. Like, and they've been out for decades. So, but it's just, it's just a part of what people choose to stay inside of. Don't you find it interesting, though, when it always talks about love? Isn't that the most fascinating thing? And like, I think you're talking about, like, love and understanding and forgiveness and acceptance for whatever, but then you get down to you get down to it, and if you go to certain establishments, they're like, oh, but you can't do that. Right. So you can't be that way. But you can be this way as long as you're, you know, believing in whatever we're telling you to believe in, essentially. Okay, cool. Well, what are the kind of conversations you have with your friends and not your friends? And, like, you're especially because you guys are mostly freshmen and you've already been here for 4 years. Well, probably the middle school too, right? So you've gone through the whole system. I'll actually start with you first.
Yeah.
Okay. Even with the GSA happening, before that, though, what has been conversation? What are the conversations? I know you talked about it a little bit of people making fun of you, basically, which is not nice.
It's like a little bit.
Yeah, but like, what has that been like, starting in junior high, I guess, until now?
Because
the world's changing regardless too, and the media's getting weird, and you know, we know what's going on. So,
well, when I was in like 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, it was kind of, I wasn't out, but like people all like kind of knew. Like this one girl on my field hockey team, she like asked me almost every day, and I was like, "Well, I'm really not." I would get so offended too. I'd be like, "Well, no, never." And I like, of course, like people kind of saw from that I was.
Right.
But we kept going on, and I got to high school, and changed a lot. I think people got more like they grew up, and it went from, "Oh, you're gay," or I got the F word a couple times, so it's a, oh, okay, well, you're just confused, or, oh, you're gay. But as soon as I came out freshman year, I was like, all right, I had enough of it. Yeah, I'm gay. So what? And then people are like, oh, okay, that's fine. Like, as soon as I think you accept that who you are, people are going to accept you.
Right.
I feel like you have to come to terms with yourself first.
Right.
And honestly, Neptune High School, I haven't gotten anything from anybody since freshman year. The only person I ever gotten something from was the super religious kid, and he didn't even say that like he hated me because I was gay, or he didn't like me. He just said that I don't like the sin, I don't like the sin. I love the sinner. So that was it. Like that's the worst I've gotten all throughout high school. So.
Well, that's a good little catchphrase they use, by the way.
I mean,
I'm not judging that person, but I am.
Like,
no, I'm not.
He was kind of chill, though.
So yeah, no, I mean,
at the same time, mind your business.
Exactly.
Yes.
I don't like the sin. Well, it's not a sin, which is funny, but you know, that's his choice.
I explained that to him because I went to CCD for like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god! I don't even know a year.
Are we having flashbacks? I
think. Yeah. And the one thing I remember from CCD was like we were learning about the man and the woman, and she went up. She's like, being gay is wrong. It's all wrong. Me and this other girl. She had, like, this bright blue hair. And we were just looked at each other and, like, looked away. And looked at each other and looked away. And it was just like, like, we knew. It was, like, 8th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. No, it's just a bizarre. It's bizarre. Like, it's, I'm not saying you can completely obviously believe whatever you want to believe in. But come on. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
What about you?
Especially
now from going from 7th and 8th to right over there to here.
Well, so far in, like, the Neptune schools, in elementary school, I used to go to a Catholic school.
Oh, well.
It was an experience.
Speaking of, good segue.
But I found that everyone always talked about how, like, horrible, like, public schools were and, like, how you should, like, well, my family always said, and, like, my friends who had never even been to a public school were always saying how, like, private schools are a lot better.
That's not true.
It's not whatsoever. Like, I had been debating whether or not to transfer here, because if not, I was just going to stay in Catholic schools all throughout, like, to high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided that I wanted to change, and I found that public schools, like Neptune Middle School and Neptune High School specifically, they're really accepting in terms of things like that. I've never really gotten any sort of, like rude remarks or anything about my sexuality or anything, like, besides, like, sometimes, like, my sister would say something a bit rude, or, like, my mom would say something without even knowing that she was in a way targeting me.
Right.
And I don't know. I just find that the Neptune High School, they're accepting, but also the middle school kind of avoided this, the discussion of it, but here they're very open to the discussion of sexuality and things like, which I find really cool. And I remember when I used to go to Catholic school, it's very different because they're like, you couldn't even mention anything like that. Like, I remember when I first joined, it was in 2nd grade, and I had like this best friend who, like, we used to like hold hands and everything because, you know, we were like kids, we were best friends, and people always used to call us fags and like gay and all this stuff. I mean, at the time, because we thought that it was a wrong thing.
What grade was this?
second. Yeah. Kids are really cruel.
Yeah, private school's so much better.
Yeah. And it was really bad, but it's kind of funny now because we ended up coming out, like, around the same time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. What about you?
I found that they were, like, really accepting because, like, they knew. Because, like, I was never one to wear, like, dresses or skirts. And they would ask me if I was a tomboy, or they would never, like, it wasn't to the point where they, like, really knew what it was to be, like, gay or bi. So it was, like, when it was, like, eighth grade year, they were, like, oh, are you bi or are you gay? I was, like, yeah. And then they just, like, slowly began to realize, and then they were just cool about it. And
cool. I'm just going to shift gears here to the third question. What would it look like if everyone sat down with you all and talked about what being queer actually means? Because I see that, I feel, and I talk about this on every podcast that I'm going to do, because the word queer itself used to be like a bad, you know, derogatory word, right, towards people that was nasty. Well, it wasn't, and then it was, and now it isn't anymore. We're taking it back. So, exactly. We'll just go around again, even answers. What does queer actually mean to you specifically, or how it's developed, the word? Do you, you know? Yeah, that's all.
When I was not in high school though, but when I was in elementary school, there were some kids, because they're kids, like kids are mean. Like, sure. That's just the facts.
Yeah, or they just don't know. I mean, they're just like unaware of it.
Yeah,
anything.
They're just uneducated and young. There were some faggots and stuff like that thrown at me, and then eventually it was like queer. But I was still young, so I was like, what does that mean? Like, why is that? And then I was actually watching Ellen one day, and I was like, Mom, why does she have a wife? She's like, I think that's cool. Like, and Mom was like, oh, she's gay. And I was like, oh, what is that? And like, I Googled it, because like, I had like an iPad or something like that. And I found all this stuff out, and I was like, wow, like that's what I am. That's who I am. And from there, I kind of was just like, I don't care what these kids say. Like, I threw a ball at one kid's head, but like, that's like, and then I told him why, and I got detention, and he didn't.
Do you, go ahead, do you even think about it, or have you thought about it?
I have thought about it, only recently though. In like our first GSA meeting, they were talking about how like, a lot of people still considered queer like a bad thing to say, but now I kind of just see it as like this powerful word that they're trying to take, that we're all trying to take back as something that's like, you know, like something great, not so much as a derogatory word, but I still think like it has sort of like that little sting to it that like when you say it, like something in you like makes you like want to take it back because like of its meaning that it once had, which is kind of frustrating, but I find very interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. You know, if you watch movies from the 80s and the 90s, they use the worst words possible. They call people queer and faggot, and to their face, of like, you know, as a teen, as a punk, as a kid, or whatever the movie is. And it's just go and watch and like look at the history of the way the words were used negatively, which is why like people like run away from it and stuff like that. It gets you that you're like, I'm queer, and you're like, yeah, I'm queer. No, I'm queer. Queer.
It's fine.
I mean, I've been using it a lot lately because obviously I've been talking to so many people. So it's becoming easier.
Before, like in sixth grade, I would think of it as a derogatory term because I remember one day in eighth grade, a classmate of mine, she was like, "Oh, you're a dyke, right?" And And I remember I got really insecure about it, and I remember I just wanted to tell my mom, but I knew I couldn't, and I remember I told her, and she was like, oh, well, maybe if you started dressing like a girl, you wouldn't be getting those remarks. And so I just stopped talking to her about those things.
That was the moment, right? You were like, I can't talk to my mom specifically about those. Go ahead.
I think it just really depends who's saying it.
How it's said, or who's saying it, or how it's said?
I mean, both.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, it's used both ways, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I think about it, I don't think about it as, like, a bad thing, like, used as, like, a bad thing, but, like, it is.
Would you ever say someone's acting queer? No. Right. That's how I see it, as a bad thing. You're so queer. It's not very nice.
Depends on who says it, like, how you say it, like she said.
I don't really think about it like that.
Because if you were like, oh, like, he's gay, but you said it, like, in an okay way, like, oh, yeah, I think he's gay, or like, oh, he's definitely, like, he's gay, like, that's nasty, like, that's different.
Right, or if he's like, God, they're queer.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I don't know, I feel like
today, in my English class, actually, we were reading, Romeo and Juliet, and we were picking who's going to be Romeo and who's going to be Juliet, and my teacher was like, you know, whoever reads Juliet doesn't necessarily have to be a girl, so then this one boy, he read it, and everybody was like, oh, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay, and he was just like, I don't want to read anymore.
Oh. That's the problem right there. That's the
freshman.
That's the problem. That's the, well, that's not
it
only
was,
the
it
freshman.
Was actually a, I think he's a junior. Or a sophomore.
Junior, really?
Yeah.
See, that's where, that's why GSAs are important. That's why. Would you feel comfortable if so your history teacher was like, hey, everyone can pick their own topic and you can do whatever you want to talk about? Would you feel comfortable picking a queer historical figure and writing a paper about them?
Yeah. Last year we're talking about, I think it was the 70s or maybe the 80s in history.
Uh-huh.
I'm an A push now, so we do get to like the LGBTQ community eventually. Like
They talk about that?
Yeah, in the new A push books, yeah. But and there is a section where you like go over like everybody's rights, kinda like women's rights to like LGBT rights.
Did you see who they mentioned in there? Off the top of
your
head?
It's like way farther in the book.
Yeah.
Like, last year I wrote a paper too. Like it was part of our study for the final.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to pick one of the topics. Like there's a huge list. And of course, like I didn't even pick it. I just got handed it. It was like the LGBT rights, and I was like, "Well, come on, guys!" Like,
yeah.
But that's cool. It was so we went over it. It was short. They get more in depth in history in A push.
Yeah.
Because the new A push books, like I don't know if I can say this, but it's more towards like not just like the white male side of history, but
you can say that. You can say that 101 times.
And
on
we
here.
Read Zinn a lot. Howard Zinn.
I don't
his
know
book.
That. Yep.
It's a people's history of the United States, mm-hmm. So it's kind of like. The losers of the U.S. Mm-hmm. like
we're actually probably had the most impact.
Yeah, so we get into that.
Oh, see, public schools are awesome. You people don't know what you're talking about, but that's great. Like you're allowed to do that, and that's cool. All right, really quickly, where do you see yourself in 5 years? You'll be a freshman in college. What do you want to do? What is your interest?
I want to be a social worker.
Oh, okay, good for you.
So, yeah, I see myself in college. I would hope, like, I will be, like, out to, like, my mom and stuff.
Yeah. Coming out for people is really powerful and empowerment and, like, really sets them up. And, like, I'll say what coming out does is that it takes the weight off of your shoulders and you can then develop yourself. And it's up to the other person to decide however they want to react. Like you talked going back to that. It really is truly up to them. If you came out to everybody at this very moment, let them, they're going to react however they're going to react.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know how they're going to do that.
No one really cares.
Even if they do care, it doesn't matter.
Or they wouldn't say it to my face.
Exactly. Because it becomes this thing that, like, they're not going to say it to you. I know it's hard coming out to your parents because those are the people that you're closest to. Those people raised you. Like, I get it. Like, the idea of what you think they're going to be thinking is there because they show you things. And you're like, well, they're just going to say that, so I'm not even going to waste my time. And that is completely justifiable because obviously, religion values come in play. All these things are just in place. But guess what? They're just stories. They're stories that they developed in their lives to keep themselves protected and to not hurt or think they're not hurting anybody. And do it on your own time. You know what I mean? Like, there's no rules to any of this. And I think that's what people get confused about, you know? What do you say? 5 years.
In 5 years, I hope to, like, be on good circumstances with my mom on the account that I do come out to her.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, good circumstances with, like, everybody, like, all my relatives. I just want to be able to, like, still go to these, like, get-togethers during the holidays and be able to talk to them about, like, my life.
Exactly. I think that's part of it. You know, like, oh, what if you want to get married someday? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or not. You don't have to. You can do whatever you want. What about you?
I would like to come out to my mom or my dad. I don't know. They're divorced, so, like, either if I come out to one, the other one won't know.
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like I know that they'll accept me. It's more so, like, a fear of what they'll think of me afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, my dad, I feel a bit less worried about telling him, more so my mom, because my mom sees, she's a bit more, she's a bit more immature in a way, sort of, so she doesn't take things very seriously. She mostly sees them as, like, drama or gossip, even if they're, like, important things about her own kids. And that's just, like, the one thing that I'm scared about, that, like, I'll tell her and suddenly, like, everyone at her job will know and, like, everyone will know, because, like, I've experienced that already. If I tell one person, then suddenly everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of just the fear that comes with it, mostly with being outed.
As human beings, we live in language, and we live in these ideas, and these people train you. You know, we train people how we want them to see us, period. You do it the rest of your life. You know, you come out when you come out. There is no rules.
And that is our podcast. My name is Anthony Giorgio, and this is QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right.